USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest part of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Broomfield, Colorado Police Public Information Officer Rachel Welt tells Fox News that no injuries have been reported on the ground, which is surprising given where the debris fell.
I'm honestly shocked looking at this debris field and how busy Commons Park is. This is a very popular spot in Broomfield. We have the dog park, we have the turf field, there's playgrounds. This park, on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely shocking at this point. It's amazing.
The plane was able to land safely. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The campaign to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom is well on its way to its signature goal. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And President Biden will hold his first bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau next week. The two leaders are expected to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, economic issues, and climate change during the virtual meetings. President Biden's cabinet is also expected to meet with Canadian ministers to discuss an array of issues. And President Biden made an unannounced visit to former Senator Bob Dole Saturday, 2 days after he announced his cancer diagnosis. Dole announced Thursday he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and would begin treatment next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States has begun admitting some asylum seekers after the Biden administration ended a Trump-era policy that kept migrants seeking asylum outside of the country until their case could be heard. Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona. He tells Fox News that local officials from cities on the border were not notified of that change of policy and should have been included in the decision-making process.
There needs to be some common sense to this. If you're going to change the dynamic of a community, you really need to have that community engaged. For instance, a community of our size, we're roughly 200,000 people. We don't have a network of NGOs that are, or nonprofits set up that could really address this situation. So that is common for most small communities along the border. So there should be a prohibition of releasing in smaller communities. The releases should be happening in communities that have some sort of nonprofit set up to address those humanitarian concerns that are owned by the migrants.
And former President Donald Trump will make a public appearance next week. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The former president will address the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Florida next week. He'll speak about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. CPAC is in Orlando, Florida, this year from February 25 to 28. It's his first major public appearance since he left the White House, and it's said he'll take on President Biden's immigration policies as well, which are proving to be the polar opposite of the Trump administration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.